This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we're joined on Sports Saturday by the head coach of the Mount Olive Wildcat girls basketball team, Dave Kernich. And Dave, another terrific season for the Wildcats this year. Give us a bit of an overview on how things have gone from the beginning of the year to now beyond the Macoupin County basketball tournament.
Well, I think the girls have developed, I think, pretty much the way I expected them to. We're really happy with where we're at, and they're, meeting my expectations in most respects. Sometimes they don't meet actually their own expectations, but they have very high standards for themselves. So the disappointments, the few disappointments we've had so far this season, kind of get magnified a little bit in their mind. But, anytime you lose a game, you can learn a lot from that, and actually much more than winning a game. And the loss to Piesaw Southwestern Saturday really opened the girls' eyes to some little things. They're not major things, but it's these little things that do you in. And we've taken a look at that game really closely on tape and spent a considerable time analyzing it. And hopefully, we'll be able to address some of those issues there that caused us to lose that game and move forward and be a better team because of it. I'm sure that we will, really. But the girls have, I really appreciate the recognition that they get on, WSMI through the newspapers, because it's so, as you can imagine, it's just so unusual here in Mount Olive for this to happen with regard to girls basketball, because we've struggled so much for so many years. They do a good job representing the school and their community, and I'm very pleased with that.
And Dave, back to the fact that the girls get rather disappointed at themselves sometimes. Of course, that you don't want that to be a hindrance, but boy, what a great tool it is for a coach to have a team that wants to excel at every aspect of the game.
Oh, absolutely, yes. When we met last night, instead of having a regular practice, we spent our time going over the video of the Southwestern game, because it just magnifies you when you're going up against a good team like Southwestern. It magnifies all your deficiencies, and they realize, hey, really look what I'm doing here. Look what I'm not doing is more the issue. But we're going to get right after that at practice, right after school today, and start to address some of those issues. And this is a practice, as Dawn's helping me this year. And she can't attend all the practices because of her job, but this one she can be at. And we're going to be able to, I think, use some of the things that she was taught in college to address some of the issues that were, somewhat deficient in so far. And the girls, they can really relate to her because she's so much closer to their age. So that's been a tremendous help this year.
Boy, what an advantage it is to have somebody like Dawn and to be able to tweak a few things as you head down the stretch here in the regular season and you get so close to the postseason. This could be a real turning point coming out of the Macoupin County tournament, getting ready for the regionals.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the things that are, I had told the girls yesterday, after the Southwestern game, I said, look, we're really close, but we've got to go to the next level now. I mean, you can be satisfied with what you've got, and you're going to be better than any team that's ever been here and better than most of the teams you see. I said, but if you really want to be, if you really want to have success in the postseason, then you've got to be willing to look at the mistakes we've made and correct those mistakes and move forward if we're going to get to the next level. And that's the way it's going to have to be, and you're going to have to work to do that. And they buy into that. They're not satisfied with where they are. And I mean, I have no, obviously, any idea how they'll end up, when their high school careers are all over as far as the state tournament series goes. But I can tell you one thing. When they won that state tournament in junior high, they liked that.
Yeah.
They liked that. I mean, that was the top of the mountain at that point for them. They would like nothing better than to make a run in high school. So we'll see what happens. I think, you got Calhoun is I would guess would probably be the number one seed in there. You know, you got some other great teams in there in Winchester, West Central, what they call it, West Central now.
Yeah.
Excellent team, and we played as some of those kids in junior high. So, I know that they're, that's an excellent team. North Green has done well, and Brussels has done well. You know, they kind of get overlooked, but that guy's worked really hard with his program. And I think they've only got 5 losses on the year. So, this subsectional is not going to be any cakewalk.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about your players. And sure. The thing about the Wildcats is they're not a deep team. I mean, that's kind of been an ongoing story from the get-go.
Yeah.
But that gives you a chance to mention everybody on the team. Let's start with Jill Niehaus.
Well, I mean, Jill is, I think demonstrated her skills for, ever really since she was a freshman. She's a pretty advanced player, and she already was as a freshman, but she's gotten bigger and stronger, and she has her, several of the girls have their workout routines that they do in addition to working on their basketball skills, and it's pretty evident when you see them play. They're just especially when it comes to the rebounding and the defense, they're strong kids, Jill does a great job, and we just I want her to compliment the team, though not be the focus of the team, and she does a good job of that. And the kids, I think everybody's pretty comfortable in their, in their role, because I've emphasized to them for a long time, you got to be an offensive threat when you go out there. It can't be just Jill, or it can't be just Brianna. It's got to be everybody. You've got to pose a threat to the opposition. If you don't do that, we're going to have a hard time. And I think they've bought into that and done well with that. But Jill is, Jill is Jill. I mean, she's going to give you 100% every night, and she comes to play all the time.
How about the other members of the team? Let's go with Brianna here.
Well, Brianna just recently reached the 1,000 point level a couple of weeks ago. And Jill had done that a few weeks before her. So it's kind of like, it's kind of been a little bit unusual in that respect for Mount Olive, in that prior to these two girls, we had three girls that ever reached 1,000 points. So to have two within a month of each other in the same class was kind of interesting. But Brianna has really good hands. I mean, very good hands. And I think... If she comes to the understanding that, hey, I got to bring it every night, and I got to play hard all the time, both ends of the floor, I think Brianna could, get some help with her college education through basketball. She's got a reasonably decent size and just an excellent shooter. I think last year she was, in those stats that the State Journal publishes, I think she was finished second in the area in free throws. But she's got a great, really nice shot, and she's just a few points a game behind Jill, in the average. So she's also a nice complement to the team. Right behind her, in terms of, I'm just thinking of the scoring, is Zoe Murphy, who has really, really improved a great deal since she was a freshman. And she was, kind of a thinly little kid that wasn't just real sure of herself, and she's, of course, gotten bigger with the years, but she's the thing that she's grown with so much is in her confidence. And she's just a tremendous asset to the team in terms of, being willing to slash to the basket and, hitting the boards hard for the rebounds and plays good defense. And, at 5'9 and kind of long arms, she's, she can be a problem for, the person that she happens to be defending in a particular game. Next there you would have, no particular order, really. Caitlin Fields is usually our number two guard. Sometimes it's a kind of a toss-up as to whether I put her on the other team's point guard or I put Courtney Kernich on him. But Courtney's generally our one guard. But they're both excellent defenders. I mean, they're people that can just drive you nuts on the other team in terms of how effective they are on defense. you know, sort of, Caitlin gets that assignment a lot of the times, and sometimes it's Courtney. But they're both, you know, they're both really good defenders, and I'm comfortable with them both up at the free throw line. As a team, we shoot reasonably well. I think our free throw percentage, I'm sure our free throw percentage is over 60% as a team. So, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with that. Courtney picks up a lot of steals. She's extremely quick. I haven't looked at it lately, but we turn our stats into the St. Louis Post also. And there they aggregate the stats for like 160 high schools in the St. Louis, basically in their circulation area. And I think last time I looked, Courtney was third out of 160 schools in terms of number of steals per, you know, that she had accumulated this year so far. And then coming off the bench, we've got is Madison Bowman is our first player off the bench if it's a post role that we have to fill. And Madison, that's actually the way she likes to play. She gets a little unnerved if she has to start the game, but if she can just come in and kind of get a few minutes to watch what's going on, she comes in and does a tremendous job. And she's going to the basket. There's no question, you know, no two ways about that. She doesn't always have the finesse moves, but you know, as far as, you know, just going to that basket and taking it to the hoop, why, that's what she's going to do. Coming off the bench for, you know, as a guard substitute, we have a freshman this year, Savannah Brune. And, you know, every once in a while you get a few of these kids. Some kids you have to work a long time to get them over their fear of making mistakes, particularly when it comes to shooting the ball and, you know, missing and being able to put that behind you and, you know, take the next shot. Savannah Brune is not a problem. I mean, she is absolutely got a killer instinct and no memory whatsoever, no conscience. I mean, it doesn't make, if she missed five shots in a row, which would be unusual, if she missed five shots in a row, Terry, she's going to come right back and take the sixth shot as soon as you give her the opportunity.
But, Dave, how important is that on a team, though, when sometimes you got to have a basket?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's absolutely critical. It's absolutely critical that, you know, you can put a kid in there, and this kid's going to, she's going to shoot, you know, at the first opportunity. And she doesn't put up bad shots. Actually, none of them do. I mean, we have really, you know, our shot selection, I think, is, you know, very pleased with it. I couldn't even tell you the last time I told somebody that, you know, don't take that shot, you know, don't force up that shot. They just don't do that. And the last person off the bench would be for the post thing would be Amanda Naker, and Amanda's she never saw a 3-point shot she didn't like. I tell you what, and you know what, this is strange, and she doesn't get as much playing time as the other kids. But you know who our representative has been in that 3-point shooting competition for the last 2 years? Amanda Naker. You know, and she, you know, she's won it when we have our little team competition. And last year she advanced to the next level at the sectional, and you know, so she's very comfortable shooting a three. She doesn't, you know, she's not concerned at least about that. Well, but that's pretty much it. So we've got eight, and I know that's only eight, Terry, but it doesn't really concern me. It really doesn't, especially with the you know, at least, I mean, I got somebody coming off the bench who can sub for a guard. I got somebody that can come off the bench too that can sub for post. You know, it certainly hasn't been a problem to this point anyway.
And up to this point, I think you captured the Prairie State Conference title earlier.
Right.
You're
right
in line for the MSM title. So there are a couple of team goals right there that you certainly have been aiming for. But I know that the postseason is a big goal that you're shooting for.
Yeah, their main disappointment this year has been, you know, we really thought we could win some tournaments. And, you know, we've been in three of them, and that's where all of our losses are, in tournaments. But unfortunately, when we were really looking forward to playing Litchfield, and unfortunately, that was a game that Courtney Kernich had turned her ankle prior to that and was not able to play. And it was also before the freshman, Savannah Brune, had some health issues. And she didn't actually start till about the seventh or eighth game of the season playing. So we actually had no guard substitute. We played with basically one guard, and perimeter, you know, post people happened to assume perimeter things in that game. So it was a tough loss for us at 5 points. But then we lost to Vandalia over there by two. Lost to Lebanon, which is an excellent, excellent team, in the Westland tournament. That was one of the greatest games, that we've played, and I think that they've played in a long, long time. We each held the other team to their lowest point total of the season. We had 36 and they had 38. That really got, when you get into 1 or 2 point game, a lot of times that's usually the bounce of the ball at the end, and that's kind of how that worked out. And because we got stuck in the same pool, we ended up with third place in that, and they ended up winning the championship. But whoever got in that championship game was going to win it. That's just the way the caliber of teams were. And, of course, we were runner-up over there in Macoubin County. And I probably just casual fans are like, that's pretty good for Mount Olive, runner-up. They've never finished that high before, which we haven't. But, we didn't go over there to be the runner-up. We went over there with every intention of winning that tournament. We had one bad quarter, the second quarter, against Southwestern, and you can't do that. And dug too much of a hole. I think we were down like 16 at the half, and actually outscored them the second half. My hat's off to our girls because they just never quit. We just played them, we played them hard and tight the whole second half. That game could, minus the second quarter, that game could have gone, either way. But Piesaw is a fine team, and you can't, and Coach Willie is an excellent coach. You can't dig yourself a hole against them and, come back. But we tried.
David, you've had a terrific season, and I know you want to go deep into the month of February here once the postseason starts, and it looks like, there have been a lot of teams over the years that maybe haven't won a tournament during the regular season, but have done very well in the postseason, and I think that's kind of what you're looking at right now.
Absolutely, yeah, it really is. They don't dwell on that. The players don't dwell on that, and I don't dwell on that. We're all about, whatever. When we lose, to make the corrections we have to make and push forward. And right now our whole emphasis, like I said earlier, is really, getting ourselves to the next level. I mean, we feel like we're at a reasonably high level now, but it's not good enough yet. We're not the best we can be yet, and we need to get to that.
Coach, thanks for taking your time out of your busy day to speak with us.
No problem.
We appreciate it, and good luck to the Cats on all the way through the rest of the regular season and into the postseason. We hope they have a lot of traveling to do in the postseason. So
we hope so too. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk with you.